I feel like partying right now.
Yeah, I feel like partying right now. It's Mardi Gras, man.
Put your clothes back on, dude. Right.
Get those beats. Get the beats. Get the beats. Get the beats.
You're ruining the party.
Sorry. Put your pants back on. All right. Why are you in your underwear? It's Mardi Gras, man. Come on now. We're partying. Anyway, it is the
why
plan.
Are you greased up, too?
It's baby oil, and it makes me glisten. What? The disc.
Did you ever used to like go to the beach and then like, I'm going to get real tan today. I'm going to throw on a little and to just get out, leave the beach like a lobster, dude.
A couple times spring break. You know, what I used to do is, all right, this is embarrassing, but I'm going to tell you. So I grew up on a farm. All right.
Which you've done. It was embarrassing.
See, would you shut up? My puka shell necklace wasn't embarrassing.
It was.
I remember many years driving the tractor, especially when I was a teenage boy, a young man in my prime. What I would do is I'd sit on the tractor and I'd pop my shirt off so I could get a nice tan, and then I would put sun in my hair so I could get my nice
God,
I looked so hot. I looked so nice and tan.
So
blonde.
You would get all nice and
dude,
light.
Dude, I'm talking like dripping wet with sun in. Like, Looks so good.
You were driving the tractor. You're supposed to be a man, weren't you?
I remember too.
Racing yourself up, for God's sake.
Our one field that by the farm where I grew up on 18151 there, it go past the highway. So I would always like when the tractor would come up by the highway, I'd always like kind of flex up a little bit just in case
there's hot
chicks driving by. Like, oh my God, look at that. Look at that.
Like they're going to pull over and come join you.
It was always a thought. You remember that old commercial? It was an old, I think, Wrangler or Levi commercial where it shows the broken down car with the ladies, and then the guy comes out of the field and he walks through the sprinklers, and then he takes his jeans off to ring out into the.
Not real life.
Hey,
dude.
It could happen, okay? And if it I know it for sure wouldn't have happened if I wouldn't have had my shirt off with my son and my hair flexing as I was driving past the highway.
Nobody's yanking the wheel to the side of the highway to join greased up Brock on his tractor.
Hey, hey, there's romance novels that have that exact scenario play out, buddy boy. Just saying.
No, they're pulling over to yell at you to put your shirt back on.
What are you doing, you perv?
Sorry. You're gonna cause an accident out here.
Damn,
man.
Right, these pecs right there, that's gonna cause an accident. One, two. You know, that tractor, it pulled hard. You got to really flex to get it to turn.
What's your dad think of this? Get off the tractor.
That's it. Go in the house. Go in the house. What are you doing? That's it. You're going away.
Logan, get on the tractor. Brock's got his shirt off again.
Anyway. Hey, we got to get enough of me being sexy on a tractor. It's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thoughts for today. Here's a little fruit one for you. Pineapples take around 2 years to grow. I did not know that.
Wow.
2 years for a delicious
pineapple. You know, they grow out of the ground, too.
No,
I think everybody assumes they grow from trees.
They grow out of the ground?
Yeah.
No.
Pineapples don't grow in trees. Look it up.
Really?
They grow out of the ground.
I mean, I don't really care that much to look it up. I'll just take you at your word for it.
You know, it's a weird thing, though.
I am always very intrigued, but when you look at all the foods that we eat, and think about all the people that discovered these foods. Like, think about a banana, right? Like, the first, you'd see maybe an animal eating it, but as a human, all right, in our evolutionary, you know, trail through time, like, there had to be a bunch of people that died eating things, right? Seeing if they were okay to eat.
Yeah, dude, pineapple, first off, is one of the greatest things ever. It's so good.
But it's not easy to get into, you know?
It's not easy to get into until you discover the core. The core, whatever. The pineapple core tool.
I don't think they
have
that.
You can get one at your grocery store. You can get one in it. Dude, it's the most greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I get that. But I don't think probably Spanish explorers had a pineapple core that they got on as seen on TV.
Well, they should have figured it out because it's a great invention.
Let's see. We got our spears and our torches, our pineapple core, our gunny sacks, our...
You know.
But no, I do like pineapple. I'll get canned pineapple from time to time.
It's just good, man. Yeah. It really is. I think it's good. It's and really good for you, isn't it?
The ladies like it, too, if you know what I mean.
I knew you were going towards that. This stuff.
Oh, did you have pineapple? Right. Yes, I did. I did that just for you, honey. Just for you. So, anyway, yeah, go eat some pineapples, man, and just appreciate that it took 2 years to grow while you're eating it.
You know, my wife does too a lot, and I don't know if this is a legit trick or not, but if you store them upside down, they say all the juices flow to the top of it, and it makes it taste better.
What, didn't we do something on this show where someone was telling, like, oh, pineapple and like cottage cheese or something like that? It was like a weird combo they liked.
Combo something, yeah. And it ended up being like a kind of a popular good thing.
You take two great things and then you put them together. It doesn't always mean it's going to be great. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. Ladies, we're eating pineapple for you. All right. That is your final fact and opinion. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.